Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Joe at RT.ie. A dog story and a cat story. Geraldine McNamara in Tipperary. Geraldine, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe. How are you? Good. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for making the call. What happened?
Last Tuesday evening, I was sitting in my sitting room when I heard my own dog going mad barking. Mm-hmm. And I went out to the gate, and a tree down a little bit across the road from me, there was two young lads with two greyhounds at the base of the tree.
Right.
So because of past experience, I said, there's something going wrong here. So I walked out as far as the corner, and when they saw me then, they started to run away. But they started looking back at the tree and stopping. So next thing, a third young lad jumped out of the tree.
Yeah.
He had actually been up the tree, mm-hmm. trying to hunt the cat down so that the two greyhounds could kill it.
Oh, my God. How do you know that?
Because the cat was still up in the tree.
And but how do you know they wanted to kill the cat?
Because that's what they have done previously. And they weren't bringing it down to pet it, and two greyhounds that are trained to kill below at the base. And
why are they? Why? Well, then why would they want to kill a cat?
Because that's what they do. It seems to be acceptable to some people that it's okay to kill cats. The fact that they're family pets doesn't matter. They just get it. They think it's a sport. They don't see the hurt that comes through me or the suffering that the animal goes through. Now, after that happened,
yeah.
on Wednesday night, I went to bed about 10:30 and my cat was there. But you can't keep cats confined 24/7.
Yeah,
I know some
yeah,
people do.
Yeah.
I find it very difficult. But at 6:30 Thursday morning, the same cat was there, and the cat was badly injured.
Wow.
His leg was like it had, the skin had been peeled back
okay.
off of it.
Okay.
And there was injury to the muscle. So by 8:30, I had him got to the vet, and the vet thought he could do, save
yeah.
him. But now they did operate on him on the Thursday and do the surgery and everything else. But the cat succumbed to the injury. She died from it.
And now, do you reckon your cat, what was your cat's name, by the way?
Pie.
Do you reckon
Pie? The life of Pie.
The life of Pie, okay. Well, a short life, unfortunately. Would you think your cat,
years.
Pie, was killed by the greyhound?
Yes.
Oh,
there's
you do?
There's only a same family in the area, or a same person, or two at the very most, but there's one person in particular that has these greyhounds, and they don't mind if the young fellas take them out, and they accept it to be killed.
Yeah, but Geraldine, are they blooding the greyhounds? Are they training them for hair coursing or something?
They're training them to go out in the fields and kill the rabbits by night or anything else that they want to kill,
Yeah, but whatever about killing a rabbit... A rabbit or a hare is pretty harmless. But if you had a go at a cat, now there's a chance the cat might scratch the dog, to say the least, to stay
there's
themselves.
Very little chance of that, Joe, because you see, when an animal is wild, it has a natural instinct to run away. When an animal is tame and has never been injured,
okay.
it hasn't got that natural instinct. It loses it. Unfortunately, because of kindness, you actually take away that natural instinct from your animal, so they suffer from it. And it's not the first experience I've had with having cats killed by dogs, but I've lost faith in the guards, in the dog warden, and in the local council, because on numerous occasions I have called when the mm-hmm. same person that has the dogs would be running them at 12 o'clock at night and to see if there's any animals around that they will kill. And I've had never success about it. I've complained before 2.5 years ago when another of my cats, who a person went up, had witnessed being killed, and children witnessed it being killed by, I believe, to the same three youths with two dogs. And there was nothing done about it. The guards answered my calls in the beginning, but I kept hounding and hounding them. And eventually they told me that the person that was over it had moved away. So there was never anything done about it.
Okay.
They said he was gone to another area.
But Geraldine, you say you know who owned the dogs.
Yes, I know the person that comes out every night or every second night with the dogs running them.
Oh, can you not check them and say, listen?
No, because this person already has a criminal record.
Okay.
They have killed a lot of cats and dogs in the estate across from me. My own, a relation of mine who's 70, had his dog badly injured in his own back way by those dogs, and he was afraid to make a complaint about it because he's afraid that his windows will be put in and everything.
So you're not anti-dog?
No, I have dogs of my own.
Yeah.
I love all animals, don't get me wrong. I love greyhounds. I love all animals. But the dog should be kept as a pet. The rules with the council should follow their own rules. The council have rules that you're not supposed to have more than two dogs. The dogs are supposed to be microchipped. They're supposed to be licensed. And they're supposed to be kept under control at all times.
There's a max of two dogs. And I won't ask you where you are because we're getting into difficulties there. But
I'm in Tipperary.
Okay. So,
if that's okay.
That's why I did. No, it doesn't matter. You say it's two. It's a big count. There's two dogs.
Yes.
Is the max any household is allowed?
No,
is that correct?
Yes. But there's often...
How do they police that, Geraldine?
Well, the council are supposed to be able to police their own tenants, and when there's lots and lots of complaints put in against a person having 10 or 12 dogs, they're supposed to follow it up and ensure that the person doesn't have 10 or 12 dogs.
But your point is, it's not been followed up.
It's not been followed up. Yeah. And the dog warden, who's a very nice person, but I have asked him when he goes to these people, if he checks the dog to see if they're microchipped, and he doesn't.
Hmm.
Now, if they were checked to be microchipped, and then that dog was out and did kill it, you know, if he's off a leash and kills, the dog can be traced back to the owner who is responsible.
Right.
But the rules haven't been followed. And because they're not being followed, people like me are considered to be a little bit crazy because you love animals and you're talking to Joe Duffy about it.
No, lots of... God, animals save lives in this country. A lot of people love animals. Absolutely love them. And they're great companions and uplifters.
Yes. Well, that's where I am. And the animals' lives matter, and they can't speak for themselves.
Okay.
So I'm just trying to highlight how the suffering that they go through.
Well, it's a terrific thing to do where we're all those greyhounds. Okay, Geraldine.
Yeah, well, they do it and get away with it, you know.
But, like, when you went to the guards...
Previously, yes.
Yeah. Did they say, listen, we can do something about it?
Well, they had evidence, they had photographs of the previous cat. Not this one. I didn't even go this time because I felt there was nothing done. They had photographs of my buttons having been torn to pieces. They had a statement from a person who was too intimidated to sign the statement, but they had made a statement. And yet there was nothing ever done. There seems to be that a cat owner seems to be a second-class citizen, but the cat is down the hierarchy of animals that are going to be cared for and that are prioritised as saying this is horrific, it can't happen.
Well,
shouldn't be allowed to happen.
Okay, 51551joe@rt.ie. Noel Sheenan. Noel, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe. Joe, I've just woken up from my nap.
Okay.
I'm a nap after one. And I just heard that lady ring in. And it's so true. The recent controversy about the greyhound business.
Now, tell us, what's your experience?
I just want to tell you my story.
Okay.
When we were young fellows, in the late 50s, 60s, early 60s, we had different ways of making money. We would collect jam jars and bring them down to a long, closed jam factory, penny for a pound pot, halfpenny for a pound. We'd collect blackberries and bring them down. But if we were really stuck for money, every terrace and street had a box car. Some young fella had a box car made of pram wheels and all. But we would collect cats. Believe it or not.
Noel, bring the dogs into the story quickly.
We would bring the cats down to a well-known GA family down in Black Rock, which was the home of the coursing industry.
Yeah.
And the man down there would pay us 5 shillings per cat.
To do what with the cat?
Huh?
To do what with the cat?
They would tape the cat's paws, especially the front paws.
What?
And blood the hounds for the coursing and the greyhound industry.
Now, hang on.
That is a true, absolutely true story.
No, hang on. They tape the front paws of the cat.
Yeah, because the cat would lash out with the paw.
Yeah, but what would the cat do then?
They'd throw, they'd blood the hound, they'd give the hound.
So they take the cat up by the tail and throw it to the greyhounds?
Into the compound, to the dogs, you know. And the cat... blood the hounds.
And the cat, and the cat couldn't run?
Well, the cat couldn't fight back, let me put it that way, with its vicious claws. And I'm afraid now, as young fellows, we saw nothing wrong with it.
And how long? I don't want to go into too much gory detail, but how long, Noel, did this... When they threw the cat, which you had got 5 shillings for...
Yeah.
They taped... First of all, they taped up his claws. What, with sellotape or masking tape or...
It was a sort of a masking tape.
Okay, and insulated.
Yeah, I can't remember. No, to us.
Okay, so someone had grabbed the two legs of the cat, wrapped the tape around the 1, 2, 3, 4, cut the tape, and then throw the cat into an enclosed compound. Is that correct?
With the greyhounds, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean. How many greyhounds will be in there?
There'd be 2 or 3.
And they would go for the cat?
And Black Rock was... The north side was beagles and drag hunt, but Black Rock was the, my knowledge of it, was the home of the coursing industry.
How long would the incident last before the cat would be dead?
The cat would be torn apart relatively quickly.
What, a couple of minutes?
I'm not a cat lover by any stretch.
Yeah, but you're not a cat killer, are you?
Huh?
You're not a cat killer.
But that is a true. Thing blew up there about the greyhound industry.
And Noel, okay, you got, as you said, you got a half a dollar for a penny for a jam jar. You got 5 shillings, 2 half-crowns for a cat. But where did you get the cats?
We young fellas were devious. We'd go through the backs over the wall, and if there was a cat on a windowsill or a cat...
Yeah, but you could be kidnapping or catnapping someone.
I'm afraid, no, we did it. And I paid for the pictures the following weekend of the Savoy.
And did anyone ever come round and say, where's my cat gone?
That didn't trouble us, I'm afraid, as young fellas.
Okay. Geraldine, what do you think of that? Noel has been very honest.
I know Noel is telling the truth, and I really thank him for telling us, you know. Unfortunately, a lot of these young fellas that are doing this now will end up in jail later on, which I have seen previously. That if they're going to be so dispassionate as to use the dogs to kill the cats for sport, which are family pets, they will carry on and do worse later on. But you see, like Noel said, he couldn't have caught those cats if they were wild cats. They were trusting family pets who let them catch them.
And that's
how their paws got taped together, because they didn't lash out at the human. You know, that it's just that the animal hasn't got the defence because they're... What you call it, they're tame. Don't know how to protect themselves. And unfortunately, I can't protect them 24/7, but I shouldn't have to. Do you know, at night time, I would be awake... And if there's any noise when the dogs are running and whatever, I would get up, turn on all my lights and go out as far as my front gate so that person could see that the lights were on and that he wasn't going coming down my way tonight to hunt my cats. Mm. But I can't stay awake every night. People have to sleep. And I hold down a full-time job, so I have to work as well. And it is hard to be living like this.
It's, You know, I've never heard. Noel, do you now, looking back on it, Noel, do you now regret doing what you did with the poor
God,
cat?
Oh, God, I do.
Okay.
But as I say now, I don't like... I'm a non-cat person. I love dogs, love with the dogs with a passion. But I do, of course I do. And... But there's a sort of an underground industry connecting with... It's called blooding the hounds.
Yeah, yes. I know. But why would you blood a hound on a cat? Why?
We wouldn't... it took a lot more older branch of people, or a much older group of men and young fellas to be able to... that would have ferrets. And we'll be able to flush old rabbits and all that sort of stuff. Go over the hill and back down into the valley.
Yeah, okay.
But cats were easy prey. You enticed them, and I'm afraid we did it. And I don't know if you ask me, am I ashamed? But yeah, I am.
No, but did anyone say to you this is illegal? Have cats any protection?
Well,
no.
Well,
they haven't.
It was illegal to play ball on the road.
Yeah, I know.
It was illegal, and
well, it was unsafe.
To see 50 or 60 young fellas in full flight on a bike.
Yeah, stay there, Noel. That's Noel Sheen, and Marion Fitzgibbon is in Limerick. Marion.
Oh, hi, Joe.
You say cats have no protection?
Absolutely not. No. Like, we have a dog control unit. We have dog wardens. We have a dog control bill. We have legislation. We have horse control. There's a horse control legislation. Did you ever see anything about a cat? Did you ever see the cat control anywhere? Did you ever see any... I mean, I've spent days over the last 40 years ringing councils that you get onto environment, you get onto everything. Like, even if we don't care about cats and we don't care about the cruelty to cats, if we're even talking about environment... you can't get anywhere
because that's a good point.
They're not on anybody's list. They're not recognised. And, I mean, cats, we all know, and all the cat lovers in the country, I'm sure, are very excited and very annoyed to be listening to people talking about cats in this fashion, that they can be disposed of so readily and treated. Well, they're being treated like vermin, basically. But, you know, as I say, people are killing cats in all sorts of fashion because there's nobody, you can't ring the cat warden. You can only ring, like, we have Limerick Animal Welfare, so you can ring the voluntary animal welfare people or whoever is in your city or county nearest you. And we've taken in more than 100 kittens so far in the last 6 weeks.
But could somebody...
I mean, 100 kittens to be looked after.
Oh, God.
And most of them without mothers, and most of them maybe with cat flu or, you know, having different, like, or some of them very young, and trying to cope with them, and then you can get an outbreak of a virus and, you know, you can be shut down. And there is no place. We try our best. And every cat out there can breed 4 times a year. And you have all these kittens breeding. Nobody knows how many thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands of cats and kittens are out there.
But, Marion, are you saying if I walk down onto the main street, O'Connell Street in Limerick this afternoon with a cat, and I pardon my... English, I killed the cat.
I don't know if it'll be of interest to anybody, really.
Well, what could
you're
I be...
You're not going to be arrested over it,
why
no.
not? Why not?
Because there's no law. You're not breaking... How can you break a law that isn't there? I said to your researcher, I have people ring me up and say, how much antifreeze should I... I wouldn't say it up to recently. How much antifreeze should I give the cats in my back there? They're annoying me. I can't do my barbecue and they're coming up around my window and there's kittens everywhere. And, like, I said, well, you cannot give antifreeze to a cat, you know.
But you can buy
antifreeze easily and they just feed it to the cats and the cats have a horrific death.
And how do you administer antifreeze to a cat?
Why, they just put it in a nice piece of food, I suppose, and give it to them. I don't know, but we're not advising people how much antifreeze
I didn't mean to go that way. I just wonder how
I mean, it shouldn't be done at all. But they also put out they're giving the rat poison instead of the cat. So, what, you know, the rat poison. And people poison large tracts of feral cats, you know? Different companies and different people.
Okay.
You see, there's no way, apart from ringing people like us, animal welfare people or people that are totally overstretched already with puppies and all animals and horses and everything, we try to do our best, but it's only a drop in the ocean. And these cats are breeding, as I say, mother young cats, they can breed 4 times a year.
Yeah.
So, say somebody has 2 cats left behind, somebody leaves a house. Within 2 years, you can have 40, 50 cats there.
Wow.
And this is the way they can multiply. And a lot of those cats then are feral, and you can't really, it's very difficult and time-consuming. We set traps at the moment. I'm involved now trapping kittens. And I'm 4 weeks already trying to catch just 2 litters. And, I mean, you know, it's time, it's setting the traps. And, of course, it's really expensive to neuter and keep the cats under control. All the viruses and, you know, the vaccine protection they need. And, like, even when you talk to the local authorities about an environmental hazard, they ignore you because even if you don't care about cruelty, and nobody cares, a lot of people don't care about cats.
Let me bring in, say to Marion, just want to bring in John O'Brien, because his cat was killed. Your cat was killed by Westlife, is that what you're saying, John?
No, he wasn't actually killed, Joe, he was run over.
And did you hear me? Yeah, I know, yeah. Cats are run over normally. Did he survive?
No, but this is when the fireworks display went off.
Okay, tell us what happened.
After the kind of minute after the concert, you know?
Yeah.
And he just ran out of the garden straight under a car.
When he heard the fireworks?
He got such a fright. Now, I have other cats. I had them indoors, but they were going mad even in the house. You know? So it didn't matter.
Was your cat killed?
No, he wasn't killed. He was badly hurt, you know. Cost me 450 quid.
Did he? He was hit by a car.
Hit by a car.
And what were the injuries?
His head was a bit. His two legs were a bit mangled up. And more skin, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Skin wound, like, you know, all his fur was gone off him. But he was limping. But he's all right now. Thanks to the vet.
So you brought him to the vet, and the vet operated or stitched him up?
Didn't operate him, no. He took an x-ray. Mm-hmm. That cost 100 quid. Like, we don't have that kind of money, you know, but I had to get lens. So, that's mad. Like, it's not only me cat. Like, all the animals around the area are going mad, like, with the noise, you know.
With the fire. Now, fireworks, the animals get very distressed. Mad. Okay.
You're telling kids not to be, you know, throwing fireworks.
But
you know?
Did you know the fireworks were coming? Because they were.
I knew. Oh, yeah.
Very impressive.
Yeah. But was the fireworks weren't too bad. There was these about 10 booms after it. It was really loud now, you know. Really loud.
Yeah. And so you went to Crow Park?
I went around to the girl's name is Julianne, and she says, well, you're warned. But, I mean, cats can't raid, like, you know. We get these things every, you know, leaflets.
Mm-hmm.
But that's me story, and anyway. But they done nothing about it, anyway. Just cost me money. But I'm glad he's alive. That's the main thing.
Yeah. What's your cat called?
Stripey.
Stripey.
Yeah, he's like a tiger colour, you know.
Okay. How many pets do you have?
I have three.
Okay.
See, I had two indoors. He was in our back garden, you know, and he just got such a fright, he flew over the wall. I didn't find him for 2 days later in the garden, only for the woman down the road told me he was under a bush.
He was crying or whatever.
Yeah, you know, when they're injured, they go hiding, like, you know.
And the two other pets, are they cats as well?
Yeah, well, they were going mad in the flat. Like, this was really loud now, extra loud. You don't mind the singing. We don't mind the concerts, to be honest with you. But that firework display, some bands have it and some don't. But this was the loudest I ever heard, like, you know.
It was a big, impressive firework display, all right.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, John, where do cats go to die?
Jesus, that's one thing I don't know.
How do cats die?
Well, I've seen a few dying, like, you know.
Well, apart from being knocked down, but...
Yeah.
Do they head off into a forest and just know that their end is near?
That's where we found him, under a bush.
Yeah, just wondered, did he think he was on his way out?
Yeah, he probably did. Well, it's hard he was himself, to be honest with you.
Yeah, okay.
But fair play to the vets, you know, they looked after him, you know.
What did you say, 400 quid? Would you
450.
Is animal insurance, it is expensive, isn't it?
It is, really haven't got that now, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I'm just on the disability, so.
Yeah, I understand, yeah.
That's all I have.
Okay, I hope Stripey makes a full recovery.
He is, he's coming around, Joe.
Great stuff. Thanks for making the call.
Thank you.
51551. Joe
Duffy! Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
And Joe at RT.ie. Noel Sheenan earlier told us he's 73 years of age. As a child, they used to get paid in Cork to kidnap cats and give them, sell them at 5 shillings a go. This was in the day when you get a penny for a jam jar. 5 shillings a go to greyhound owners who would tie the paws of the cat, the front paws of the cat together so the cat couldn't fight back or indeed run, and then throw the cat into a compound or a pit where they would blood the greyhounds. Now, Albert Klein has contacted us, co-founder and director of Cork Animal Care Society. We were talking, Noel was talking about many, many decades ago, but Albert, you say this still goes on. Well, it happened to one of our callers last week, but anyway, it still goes on.
Absolutely. Absolutely, it goes on day to day. As a matter of fact, Joe, Cork is known more or less as the county with the largest dog fight, illegal dog fighting, I have to stress, area. Wow. And, you know, there are many ways in this happens. For instance, Joe, you don't even have to rip them off the street. If you open up the Pink Pages or the Friday ads, very frequently, cats free to good home, kittens free to good home. And it's so simple, Joe. Mm-hmm. You pull up, you stick a slightly different plate on the thing, or you alter the plate a bit. You use a throwaway SIM in your phone. Or, better still, Joe, you bring a lady or the child. Oh, mommy, mommy, I would love to have that little cat. Okay. Oh, mommy, can we please have that cat? And another one. Joe, it is so bad. Several years ago, I wrote to the assistant commissioner of the Gardaí here in Cork, mm-hmm. in Anglesey Street, because the killing of cats by dogs, where they were chased around the place, they were chased up the trees, like that lady explained earlier on, was so extremely common. Hundreds upon hundreds of cats were being killed. So I totally echo, which has been set on this program. I've been running this organization for close on 19 years, so I ought to half know what I'm talking about, Joe.
Okay. But Albert, are you saying that Cork is the cat-killing capital of Ireland?
No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying, Joe, is that Cork is the dog-fighting county of Ireland.
Oh, I didn't know
right?
that.
But how do you blood a fighting dog? Right? Now, sure, if you want to go out and get rabbits or ferrets or hares or whatever, that's an awful lot of work. A domestic cat, Joe, as that lovely lady pointed out earlier on, who started this whole thing, right? A domestic cat is trusting. It has had no awful experiences. So if a cat like that is picked up, stuck in a pillowcase, now you have a cat. Right? And the cat, like the gentleman said, I mean, in fairness, Joe, the gentleman who was on merely, basically, a couple of shillings for a cat. Yeah. Right? Yes, now he thinks it's bad. But in those days, I mean, it was just a bloody cat. Who cares?
And is there any protection for cats in law?
No. Joe, at the moment, basically, the latest legislation, it goes further. The 1911 Protection of Animals Act, it took well over 100 years of fighting to get that act rescinded. It was replaced by the 1993-1994 Protection of Animals Act, mm-hmm. right, which certainly gives a lot more protection to dogs, right? Because in the olden day, your dog gets in my field, I think he's hassled my sheep, put a bullet in his head, cheerio, goodbye, right? But cats inherently, Joe, and it pains me to have to say it, the lady was absolutely right, man, Fitzgibbon, who runs the Limerick Animal Welfare. Cats have no protection, Joe. They're vermin. You know, disposable items.
They're vermin. So, Albert, I don't mean to be graphic, but could somebody walk, you're in Cork, could somebody walk down Anglesey Street today or Patrick Street in Cork and the middle of the street kill a cat?
I would say they could, Joe. Now, it all depends. If you had a guardie there who cared, they might certainly take exception to that. But inherently, yes. Joe, they're classified at the level of vermin. There is no protection, like the lady pointed out, at all. Cats are not specifically protected in any way, shape, or form.
Okay, Albert Klein of Cork Animal Care Society. Thanks indeed. Sorry, I didn't tell a lot of people about their stolen flower pots. Probably get back to it tomorrow. 51551 continues, as does Joe at RT.ie, as it will all summer, no matter where you are in the whole wide earthly world. You, Armin, produce, and Catherine Thomas is next.